they can go ahead and take their seats. We're going to go ahead and get started for the day. So just a couple of quick housekeeping notes before we get the presentation started. If everybody could take out their little electronic leashes, I know you all have one, and go ahead and just turn those at least to silent, if not completely off, for the next few minutes. This is a briefing. We're going to keep it very brief. And we just don't want to have any distractions as we go through the information. And we all know that if it's your phone that rings, everybody in the room is looking at you. So just trying to save you some embarrassment there. If we could also have you go ahead and hold any questions that you may have until the end of the presentation, just keep your seats until the end of the presentation. We would greatly appreciate it. So with that being said, it's just an honor and a privilege to introduce our guest speaker for the first part of our presentation this morning. This gentleman has had massive success in the world of Legal Shield. He's been a personal mentor of mine now for over 9 years. He knows all the facts about our company. He knows how the big money is being made. So if you could all help me, just stand to your feet and give a loud Sandy, Utah welcome to Mr. Chris Hughes.
Thank you. How are y'all doing? Wow, okay. Well, welcome and congratulations for braving the weather. Everybody get here safely? Yeah? Everybody good? We're all here, right? So that's good. Thank you, Mr. Bertot. Mr. Bertot is one of the leaders here in the state. And really, if it weren't for the leadership, Mr. George Wilkinson, some of our six-figure income earners, our meeting holders, we wouldn't be here today. So if you could really quickly give a hand to our local leadership for all that they do. Again, my name is Chris Hughes, and what I'm going to be doing over the next 45 minutes or so is introducing you to Legal Shield. And anytime I can talk about Legal Shield, I'm glad because of what's happened in my own life. I've been with Legal Shield now for 14 years, which seems it's unbelievable because you know, a lot of people don't stay with companies for 14 years, do they? You know, even in the corporate world today, 14 years is a very long career. Life is really good today, but it hasn't always been that way. I want to tell you my story, and again, I'll get out of the way and we'll talk about Legal Shield. But I was born, like many of you, to, you know, middle class, working families. My parents always taught us to go to school, get good grades, go out and get a good job, you know. And I struggled in high school. I actually had 3 senior years in high school. I was in high school for 6 years. True story. And I'm not bitter about it anymore, so it's all right. But about how many years should you be in high school? About 4, right? Give or take a year, you know. I did graduate, so y'all give me a hand. Come on now. I went to college. I was in college, actually, Utah, back when it was Utah Valley State College. I was there for 5 years, and when I was done, I was a sophomore, so I struggled there as well. And I just, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was really bummed out because my life wasn't panning out the way it was supposed to. And I don't know if any of you have ever been in this situation or not, but let me just ask you, has any of you found yourself in a situation where you hit rock bottom and something happened in your life, and from that point forward, life was different? Has anybody ever had that experience? One day, for me, I had walked into Chili's. I used to wait tables at Chili's. That's what I was doing before Legal Shield. And I walk in, just like every day, and I walk past the bar, just like every day, and I walk past the bartender, just like every day, to go into the kitchen to clock in. But this day, one thing happened that was different. The bartender, just like every day, said, "Hi, Chris." And I said, "Hi, Patrice." And she was nearly 60 years old. She'd been working in a restaurant since she was a girl. And this is what happened different on this day. On that day, when I said hi to Patrice and walked back into the kitchen, there's this little voice in my head that said, "If you don't change, that's your future. That's your future if you don't change." You know, the 60-year-old woman working in a bar, working in a restaurant. And I'd already been working in a restaurant since I was 15 years old. And that story may not overlay your story a whole bunch, but here's what I want you to think about. If you stay on the ladder that you're on, the corporate ladder, or whatever it is that you're doing outside of this conversation, how many years do you have to be there to have time and financial freedom? Just think about that. You know, how many years do you need to be there to create time and financial freedom? What happened for me is I began to look up that ladder and I looked at my manager and he had lost all his hair. He was so stressed out. He was overweight and life wasn't working for him because they were working him to death. And then I looked above him at the general manager and his life was in shambles. His marriage was a wreck. And then I looked above him and I looked at our regional manager who was over all of these, you know, restaurants. And he was at about $150,000 a year, but he had no life. He was always on the road and traveling. And I just thought, you know what? The further up I go, the more miserable it looks. Can anybody relate to that? It's like, oh, I don't want that. And I realized that I had to do something different. I went to a seminar with a guy named Les Brown. Anybody know who Les Brown is? And one of the cool things that Les Brown said that kind of shook me out of my slumber was this. He said that the definition of insanity is to keep doing what you've always done, but to expect a different result. You know, it's like my friend Montrell. Montrell went to college as an athlete, but he didn't finish. He got injured. And if you run into Montrell, and I shouldn't have said his name because we're recording, but if you run into Montrell in Texas and ask him, how you doing, man? He'll tell you, oh, you know, just still trying to play some ball. He's over 40 now, and he's still trying to play, you know, indoor arena football and all this stuff. And his life has just never worked. But he'll always tell you this, I'm just waiting for my ship to come in. I'm just waiting for my ship to come in. And that sounds really good until you realize that if you've never sent one out, one's not coming in, right? Everybody get that? And so as I began to realize some of these things, as I evolved into an adult, a semi-adult mind, I realized, wow, I really need to do something differently. What was going on in the background of my life was my dad worked for Lockheed Martin General Dynamics. You ever heard of that company? Now, he had a really cool job. He was the chief of graphics, and he designed all of the, you know, 2D and three-dimensional graphical displays when they were going to sell stealth bombers and F-16s to foreign governments. So his crew of about 80 people, his staff there, would design these amazing displays, and then they'd go to Saudi Arabia or they'd go to different places, set them up, and then they would pitch. The salespeople would come in and pitch foreign governments to buy this aircraft. It was a really cool job. He entertained presidents and vice presidents. And one day, 2 weeks before Christmas, 6 months before he retired, he walks into work. He's met by military police, escorted back out to the parking lot. He learned that day that he no longer had a job. They fired him and they fired all the other 60-year-olds in his department on the same day. Now, pretty obvious age discrimination, wouldn't you agree? But none of those people had legal counsel. They didn't know what to do. They were scared. Their lives had been turned upside down. So that was what was happening before our family found Legal Shield. My brother Jeff called me one day and said, Chris, there's something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. And by the way, I'm buying pizza. The only part I heard was the pizza part. I was impoverished. I said, I'll eat your food. We showed up. I ate his food. He showed me a video about Legal Shield. I absolutely loved it. And this was the day, the very first day I ever heard the term Legal Shield. This was the day that I knew that I'd be very, very successful in this company. Would y'all like to know how I knew? Here's how I knew. Because when the video was over, I said to my brother Jeff, my other brothers were there with their wives, and we were all there to watch this video. When the video was over, I said to Jeff, this looks great. What do we do now? And Jeff said, I don't know. I'm not in yet. Are y'all getting that? So he had not been to a training. He knew nothing about Legal Shield, and yet he just got paid. He basically found a handful of people already, not even day one, to say, yes, I want to buy the membership, but I also want to join you in this crusade. I also want to earn some additional income. So for me, what happened was those first few months, just a few $100 a month. Would that help you? Just a few $100 a month? Part-time, spare time, work the business around your busy schedule. By the end of my first year, I earned about $21,000 part-time. Would that help you? Just an extra. And this is what happened to me. Anybody? By show of hands. Okay, not all the hands went up. Let me ask it a different way. If you saw $21,000, would you pick it up? Show of hands. All right. If $21,000 fell out of the roof and landed in your lap, how many of y'all get up and go home? Okay. I got what I came for. I'm out of here. I got my 21 grand. In my second year, earned about almost $44,000. In my third year, over $144,000. I could not believe it. And our best year so far is just shy of $300,000 with the company. And I say that so humbly because I'm not a guy that was supposed to earn that kind of income, right? I mean, we have rules in this country, right? You're supposed to go to school and get good grades and do that whole thing. Here's what I found that makes one of the many things that makes America great. And we're going to talk about a few things that make America great today. Is that in America, you get paid in direct proportion to the value that you bring to the marketplace. Doesn't that sound good? I love that. That you get paid in direct proportion to the value that you bring to the marketplace. In America, if you bring no value, you should make about no money, right? If you bring a little bit of value to the marketplace, you should be able to make a little bit of money. And if you can find a way to bring massive value to the marketplace, shouldn't you be able to make massive income? And what I love about Legal Shield is now there are no caps for you. There are no ceilings for you. The only limitation for you starting right now is the amount of value and service that you can and are willing to bring to the marketplace. If you can bring more value to the marketplace right now than you are at your job, should you expect to make more money? Absolutely. We truly have a fair market opportunity with Legal Shield. So enough about that. If y'all are ready, say I'm ready.
Ready.
Today we're going to talk about, I don't know if this is going to reach. There we go. What we're going to cover today is who we are, what it is that we do, and why so many people are joining us right now. And basically what Legal Shield does is we give you the ability to talk to an attorney about anything. It doesn't matter how traumatic the issue is or how trivial the issue is. You can pick up the phone and talk with an attorney and not have to worry about the high hourly costs. How does that sound so far? Right? Attorneys, the average today is just over $300 an hour from New York to LA per hour for an attorney. The average income worker in America today, the average income is $13 per hour. Do y'all see why we don't call attorneys? Right? There's this huge gap between the workers in this country and what attorneys charge. And now with Legal Shield, we're leveling the playing field and giving you access to the best attorneys in the country for a very small monthly fee, giving you peace of mind day and night with Legal Shield. So I want you to consider a few things. How many of you have ever signed a contract? Show of hand. Haven't we all signed a contract? How many ever signed a contract that you didn't understand? How many of you signed a contract you didn't even read? How many of you signed a contract you pretended to have read? And how many of you signed a contract you pretended to have read and pretended to have understood? Show of hands. Okay? We do that because we don't want to pay a $200-$400 an hour attorney to review that contract, right? Would y'all agree with that? So, what happened? So in addition to that, how many have ever been in a situation where you wish you could call an attorney just to find out what your rights are? You know, how many ever said this to somebody? You know what? You're going to hear from my attorney. And then you walk out to the old beat up car and realize I ain't got no attorney, right? What we're trying to do is flex a muscle that we don't have. Isn't that what we're trying to do? So with Legal Shield, what we, over the last several years, we have, let me skip forward, we have over 2 million requests annually. So are people using Legal Shield? Yes or yes? We have 2 million requests annually. So the first thing that we're going to do for you is we're going to give you a membership card. In about 7 to 10 days from today, you're going to get a membership card in the mail. That membership card puts you under the protection of thousands of attorneys nationwide. The first benefit that you have is unlimited telephone consultation with an attorney. You can talk to your attorney about anything, even pre-existing issues that are already going on in your life right now. You can talk to your attorney. Maybe your neighbor's dog keeps barking all night long and it's driving you crazy. Maybe somebody owes you money. Maybe a mechanic overcharged you. Maybe you're just legally lonely and you need somebody to talk to. You can pick up the phone and say, I'm lonely. Is that legal? What are my rights? So unlimited consultation. Let me tell you about the first time I used this. I had this dumb job. They told us we had to work 60 hours a week, and I don't want to work 60 hours a week. And so everybody's saying, is that legal? Can they make us work 60 hours a week? What if we only work 40? You know, can they fire us if we... None of us knew what our rights were in that job. And so somebody said, Chris, don't you have that Legal Shield thing? Because I'd been bragging about it at work to see if there was any interest, right? And I said, yeah, I do. And they go, why don't you go call your attorney and find out what our rights are? I thought, what a great idea, you know? What a great idea that when you have a legal question that you call an attorney. Isn't that a great idea? Great idea. But we don't do it. Why? In this country. Why?
Money.
So in America, we have a lot of rights, yes?
Yeah.
But if you don't know what your rights are, you don't have any. Agreed? So I thought, great. So I go to the break room. I dial the 800 number. Never called an attorney in my life. A receptionist answered the phone. She wanted to know the nature of my legal problem. Well, I started to shut down because I got so nervous. I don't know why. Does anybody else get like that? You know, it's just, I don't know, something about that. But I said, well, look, I'm, and I kept stuttering and fumbling. The situation is I'm at work and I don't want to be, you know, like, what are my rights? Like, what, like, they're making me work, you know, 60 hours a week. Is that legal? Okay, we'll get a labor law attorney to give you a call back. She said an attorney will call you within 8 business hours, which is our policy. I said, great. And I was on my way back to brag to all my coworkers that I'm getting ready to talk to an attorney. And the phone rang and I picked it up and it was a female attorney. She said, Mr. Hughes, my name is so-and-so at the law firm of Ross and Matthews, which is our law firm in Fort Worth, Texas, which is where I was living. She said, I understand you have a work-related issue. Is it safe for us to discuss that now while you're at work, or would you prefer that I call you at your residence after hours? I was absolutely astounded by that bedside manner, by that personal, you know, personal touch, by her consideration. I said, no, now is fine. You know, and she spent 15 minutes with me on the phone explaining to me all of my rights. She explained to me what an at-will state, y'all know what that is? I didn't know what any of that was, right? Just a kid trying to make it in the world. And she said, it's an at-will state, which means they can fire you at any time for any reason, and you can quit at any time for any reason. So that was my last day on the job. So, but it was Friday at closing time, and she called me and spent 15 minutes with me, and I didn't have to worry about the bill. Now, at $300 an hour, how many of you would have made that phone call? You know, if you didn't have to make a financial decision, how many of you would have made that phone call? Show of hands. And that's the heart of our conversation today. What else we'll do for you is letters and phone calls made on your behalf. So our attorneys are going to write letters and make phone calls on your behalf. Now, again, we've all been in situations where we wish an attorney could help us out, right? But we don't call the attorney. We don't have them write a letter because letters are expensive. Our attorneys are also going to review your contracts and documents. One of our Legal Shield members in Southern California, they were just about to buy a pre-owned Escalade. And they're about to sign their name. And the smart person in the relationship, the wife, says to the husband, don't we have Legal Shield? And he said, yeah. And she said, don't they cover contract and document review? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, we should have our attorneys review this before we sign it. What a novel idea. You know, isn't that a great idea? But we don't do that. Why?
Money.
Because of money. And again, this goes to the heart of the matter. So they faxed it into their attorney, their Legal Shield attorney. Their Legal Shield attorney called back and said, I told the story, what is it, 25, 35? I think it was 35, yeah, thank you. My mind just went blank for a second. There's a $3,500 charge written in the contract for dealer prep. Dealer prep is a car wash. It's a $3,500 car wash at 5.5% interest over the next 5 years. So they had all that adjusted, and that one phone call and that one document review saved this family thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. They did not need to make a financial decision. Online legal forms, for those of you that like to do it yourself. Our lawyers will also prepare your will, living will, health care, power of attorney. Approximately what percentage of us are going to die, give or take? About, can we go 98%? I know, you know, some of us might slide through the curtains, but in general, about 100% of us are going to die. Can we agree with that? 100% are going to die, but we know that only 70 to 80% of us have wills. And we also know it's the most important legal document we can have at any time. Why is that, that only 70 to 80% of us have wills and 100% of us are going to die? Again, people can't afford it. It's a mortgage payment for mom and it's a mortgage payment for dad to get your wills done, a good one, by an attorney that's going to hold up in a court of law, especially against a dispute. Well, with Legal Shield, our attorneys are expert at doing that. As our way of saying thank you for getting the membership, we're going to prepare your will at absolutely no cost. If your spouse gets theirs done within the first 60 days, we're going to prepare their will for free, and we're going to do annual updates for you as long as you keep the membership. Every single year, your updates are at no charge. That's included in the service. Okay. Traffic related, how many of you have gotten a speeding ticket, or 2 or 3 or 10? Okay, show of hands. I was actually talking to a former lawyer and judge who's in the room, and he was telling me some stories about sitting on the bench, and I'm sure he had his share of this, but you know, we don't promise to fix tickets. This is not a get out of jail card. That's not what this is. But oftentimes we're successful at keeping the points off your record. And wouldn't that help you? Now, let me give you a couple stories about how I use this. One time I was staying with my brother in Utah, but I went to see a friend in Idaho. And we have some people in Idaho in the room, right? Now, what's in Idaho? All right, there they are. Now, for those of you that don't live in Idaho, what's in Idaho?
Nothing.
Not much, right? Sorry, Idaho. Right? You got potatoes on the left, cows on the right, open road, right? So I was driving, and this cop pulls me over, and he tells me I was going 95 miles an hour in a 65. I go, no way ever. And he gives me a ticket and says, tell it to the judge. So I'd never used Legal Shield for a speeding ticket before. I knew that it was, you know, that it was on the board here. And so I called my attorney in Texas, which is where I was living, and I said, hey, I got a ticket in Idaho. Is there anything you guys can do to help me? They said, yeah, we'll hire an attorney in Idaho to go to court for you. And I said, oh, that's all right, never mind. And he said, well, why would you say never mind? I said, well, what's that going to cost me over and above my monthly fee? And he said, nothing, you're covered in all 50 states. I said, I'll take three, sign me up, whatever, you know, whatever you just said, I want you to do that for me. And so a couple weeks later, I get a call from my Texas attorney who says, Mr. Hughes, we just got off the phone with your Idaho attorney, who in this instance I'd never spoke to and never met, and this is what they were able to work out for you. They reduced your speed from 95 and a 65 down to a 75 and a 65. Is that good?
Yeah.
I was elated. They reduced this reduced your fine from $105 down to $45. Is that good?
Yeah.
I said, thank you very much. They go, hold on. They said, we were also successful at changing this from a moving violation down to a non-moving violation. Now, I didn't think I was going 95 miles an hour. One thing I know for sure, I was moving. You know, I knew without dispute I was moving. And they said, if you'll send $45 to the state of Idaho, this is as though it never happened. And that was the end of that whole ordeal, right? And I told this story once right after it happened. It might have even been in Utah. I don't remember where I was, but I was traveling. When I was done with my presentation, this woman came up to me and she was really upset. And she goes, that ain't right. And I said, what ain't right? You know, and she says, if you get a ticket, you should have to pay the fine. You know, you should have to pay for it. And I said, well, you can if you want to. Right? But if you want some help with it, Legal Shield will be there to help you with it. Now, that turned out way better than I would have expected. Let me tell you another story. I got another ticket in a small town in Texas. I called my attorney in Texas. I said, hey, I just got a ticket. They said, fax it in. They looked at it. They called me back and they said, we've got bad news for you. I said, what's that? They said, we have lost every case in this town. This judge is out of his mind and we lose every time. We're happy to represent you, but you're going to lose. So what we recommend, this is legal counsel, right? What we recommend is that you slow it down, because I really was speeding. That you slow it down, that you take, is it defensive driving? Is that what it is? Take a defensive driving course and be good for 6 months and let this kind of fall off your record, right? So that's what I did. So even that was helpful for me to be able to get that advice and to know what I should do moving forward. And again, all of this is included in the service. 24/7 access to attorneys. Think about this. Most people have access to attorneys. What percentage of the country do you think have 24/7 access? Yeah, the very, very rich, right? With Legal Shield, it's included in your membership. As a matter of fact, on your card, it says to any police officer or security guard personnel, if it's your intention to question, detain, or arrest me, please allow me to contact my attorney immediately. You have 24-hour access to an attorney in emergency situation. Trial Defense Services, who's suing who in America today?
Everybody.
Did y'all hear about the attorney that sued God? There was an attorney who sued God, and everybody's like, what's wrong with you? Have you not heard? God is fairly powerful, you know? Like, he could turn your lights out. Do you have a death wish? Do you hate him? Do you hate yourself? No, I love God. I love myself. I'm just trying to prove a point that in this country, you can be sued by anyone at any time for any reason. I'm trying to prove further the point that in America, the law is legal. It's not logical. Does everybody get that? So sometimes you think this is a slam dunk. Well, that's because you're thinking logically. In this country, you have to think legally. And most of us don't think legally. That's why it's so important to have an attorney. An attorney, if you're ever sued civilly or have a driver-related criminal charge, you've got assistance with that as well, including both trial and pre-trial hours with Legal Shield. IRS audits, you know what the number one audit state in the country is? It's Mississippi. You would think California or Texas, where all the millionaires are. It's Mississippi. Why Mississippi? Well, per capita, Mississippi is the lowest income and the lowest education. So in other words, when Mississippians get an audit or a bill from the IRS, they don't know what their rights are, lowest education. And they can't afford to find out lowest income. So they just get on the payment plan for the rest of their lives. Right? Well, with Legal Shield, you have IRS audit protection. If you're ever audited by the IRS, our services step in to assist you, to help you prepare for and even attend that audit. And then anything that's not on the board is going to be covered at a 25% discount. Do y'all see divorce on the board?
Nope.
So where would that be covered? Under the 25% discount. Lady said to me, you mean to tell me if I get a divorce, I'm only going to get a 25% discount? And I said, yeah, isn't that incredible? What kind of a discount are you getting right now? Right? I mean, really, right? So, but she bought the membership, which was awesome, and she's still married to that guy, which is great. One guy says to me, what about espionage, huh? I'm like, did you say espionage? Like, dude, what is that? I don't even know what that is, but do you see it on the board? No, this is going to be covered under our 25% discount. Does this make sense to everybody? So that's how that works. All right, so now if you were my attorney, here's what I want you to think about. If you're my attorney, what would you charge me on a monthly basis for all of these services? I don't want to pay $300 an hour. And by the way, I want my entire family to be covered. My wife, we have 35 teenage drivers out there on the road. I want you to protect all of them, all of us. Okay, what would you charge me? You've got the oak, the leather. You've got the overhead. You've got all the square footage, all that stuff to pay for. Keep that in mind. But my family wants unlimited access to you. And I want you to tell me what you would charge me on a monthly basis for all these services. Be thinking about that as we move forward. We talked about this, who's covered, the member's spouse. Basically, the entire family is covered at the same price. Now let's talk about identity theft for just a moment. Is it a problem or an epidemic? Do y'all hear about the story of the lady in Southern California that went to Target to get a job only to discover that she already worked there? Can you imagine going to get a job and they're like, wait a minute, you're on aisle 11. I just saw you. She went to get a job, but someone with her same name and her same social already had a job. There's another woman in Southern California that had 300 and something undocumented workers using her Social Security number to get jobs. And the Social Security Administration wouldn't give her a new Social Security number. Like, this concept of identity theft, it has hit epidemic levels. I just heard on the way down that, 3,000 people, I can't remember what company it was, maybe some of you heard this, right here in Utah, just over the last couple of days, there's a breach. 3,000 people's information was taken right here in Utah. So it's not a matter of if your identity is going to be stolen. The question is really when your identity is stolen, what are you going to do about it? Well, Legal Shield is the only company that can help you before, during, and after an identity theft crisis occurs, and the only company that can help you with all five areas of identity theft. It's not just financial, and the only company in North America that attaches an identity theft program with a legal program. Because let's face it, if you have an identity theft issue, you also have a legal issue, right? So doesn't that just make sense to put the two together? Well, we partnered with the number one risk management company on the planet, Kroll. They're the best, the absolute best at what they do. So if there is ever a breach that occurs in your life, let me show you how this looks. You and your spouse are covered for an extra dollar. You can cover all of your children up to 8. Damien, I'm sorry, where are you? There you are. He's got more than 8 kids, so you'll have to rotate them in and out, right? You know how that works, I'm sure. Comprehensive restoration services by Kroll. So what that means is if there's ever a breach, they put your life back together the way it was before the theft occurred. Does that make sense? So credit report or credit score and analysis, unlimited identity theft consultation. Would that help you to have unlimited identity theft consultation? That's available. And then single bureau credit monitoring and activity alert. So now I ask you the question again. If you're my attorney, what would you charge me for all of these services? Anybody have any numbers? You know, we hear anything from $5,000 to $1,000, $20,000, which makes a whole lot of sense. Most attorneys would say, I would never do this deal because I don't know how much you're going to use me. With Legal Shield, we've been doing this since 1972. And you can have everything that we just talked about for only $35.95 a month. It's month to month, and there's no contracts to sign. We like to say that if Legal Shield ever becomes a bill and a burden rather than a blessing and a benefit, cancel it. But here's what we know. If you will protect your family by getting this service, and if you will use it and get your will done, you're going to love it. And if you love it, you're going to keep it. And if you keep it, you're always going to be protected. It is a phenomenal service, and we're making a difference in so many people's lives. So let's shift gears for just a minute. How many of you have been invited to another presentation like this to look at a company to work from home, some sort of work from home opportunity, by show of hands? How many of you would agree that the product offering fit into the following categories? Vitamins, lotions, potions, pills, candles, makeup, jewelry, cookware. Does that cover about 95% of them? And we could go into some of the niche markets, but that's about 95% of them. Where can you get lotions, potions, pills? Everywhere, right? Walmart. Where can you get cookware? Jewelry, candles, lipstick, skin cream, all this stuff. It's available out there. One of the things I saw immediately with Legal Shield is that you can't get what we just talked about on an end cap at Walmart. I've never seen it in 14 years. Get your Legal Shield right here on the end cap at Walmart. But you can get some variation of all these other products, yes? And so what happens is, and I've seen it, women have said to my wife, hey, can I come over and you know, give you a facial and I want to show you my makeup line, right? My skincare line. And my wife says, oh, well, I buy all that stuff at the MAC counter. That's where she likes to get her makeup. Then the sales pitch begins, right? Then it's, oh, girl, you don't want to take this. You know, this has koala bear sweat on it, and it's tea tree oil, and, you know, it's organic. And do y'all see how this works?
Yeah.
So now they got to start telling you about how the Surgeon General is promoting it, and it was on Oprah, and, you know, Donald Trump's talking about it. And it's the sales pitch about why you should do the makeup or the skincare, whatever it is. Well, with us, you know what we do? This is what we have. If it makes sense to you, great. Or $300 an hour, you get to choose. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's cool that we don't have to be in the arm-twisting business, that we don't have to manipulate anybody and load them up with a whole bunch of stuff to get them going. So we invite you to join the revolution. What is the revolution? The revolution is justice for all. Justice for all. See, I've been to the United States Supreme Court Justice Building. I've run up and down the steps. I got the warm fuzzies, you know, when I saw equal justice under law. But you know what I realized while I was there taking pictures with my friends? It's not true. In America, equal justice under the law, that is an idea, just like freedom is an idea. Would y'all agree with this? Now, see, we talk about being free in this country, but if you have to be somewhere on Monday, you're not free. If you're making payments to the bank, you're not free. Everybody get this? Freedom is an idea. It is a possibility. In this country, justice is an idea. It is a possibility. And we find that for many people, the color of justice is green. And the more green you have, the more justice you can afford. And I feel that in our country, where middle-income Americans pay for and sustain the judicial system, that it's a crime that we have to check our pocketbooks before we check our rights. For the first time in American history, what we've done is we've leveled the playing field, and we truly are making equal justice under the law a reality for every man, woman, and child in this country. And that's the revolution, and that's something I can be excited about. So, the other revolution is the home business revolution. Would y'all agree that most moms just want to be moms? Would you even agree that dads today would like to be dads? Do y'all agree with that? I mean, the world has changed so much. There was a time when we wanted, y'all remember some of the older folks in the room, where we wanted the cubicle, the office. Remember that? The corner office. You've had that, right? The corner office. Ooh, corner office. You know what? The only corner office I want is in the corner of my house. You know what I mean? I don't want to go somewhere and be somewhere. I love my home office. I love being at home. People want to work from home, but they don't want to sell vitamins, lotions, potions, pills, makeup, candles, jewelry. So when they see this presentation, they go, wow, this is something with integrity. This is something that I could go to my networking groups, go to my professional contacts and hold my head up high and not feel ashamed or embarrassed about what it is that I'm doing. Here, there's three ways that we get paid. Very, very simple. Number one is this column right here, personal advance commissions. Let me explain how this works. You share the membership with somebody, it's $35.95. Should you get paid?
Yeah.
Yes. And you're going to get paid daily. We get paid every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We've literally had people start on a Monday morning, put a membership in that morning, and get a paycheck that night. It really can happen that quickly. So when you're brand new, you get started, you're going to make $34 for sharing that membership with that person. Now, there's a few ways to advance to the next levels. You can go out and share 5 memberships, okay, in advance. You can go out and share 3 memberships in 30 days with one of them joining your team. Everybody got that? 5 memberships in 30 days, or 3 memberships with one of those people joining your team. Or what I think is the easiest way, this is my opinion, is to find 2 people to join your team. What percentage of your friends, family, neighbors do you think would like to earn more money than they currently are? You tell me. I'm hearing 100%. Anybody have a different number? Can we be conservative and say 9 out of 10? Okay, 9 out of 10. So it sounds like this. Hey, I've got a question for you. Leroy, you guys open to making extra money?
Yes.
He says yes. I don't know if Legal Shield's going to be for him or not, but you know what he just did? He kicked the door open to have the conversation. I didn't have to rip it off the hinges. I just asked him a question, and he threw the door open. Now, I hand him a video. I send him to a website. I put him on a recorded call or invite him to a place like this. And he hears the presentation, sees the presentation, watches the presentation, and now I've got someone interested in the business. If you find 2 people that want to join the business in your first 30 days, both of them getting the membership, you advance to the next level. Does that make sense to everybody? So another cool thing happens. If you do it in 30 days, in all 3 of those equations, when you first market the membership, you're going to get 34. If you do any of those 3 within 30 days, we're going to double your money on every membership that you marketed in those equations. So if you did 5 memberships, it's going to be 5 times basically 70. Everybody see how that works? 30, 34, 34, it's about $70, $69, $70. Now you have advanced to the associate level. Now the next check for $35.95, there is a one-time $10 enrollment fee. You collect that, send that to Legal Shield. The next day you're going to get paid how much? Look on the board. How much? $103. How much did you send to the company? $35 with the enrollment fee. Call it $45.95. The company paid you $103. Is that legal? This guy, a friend of mine, I started to show him this comp plan. It goes all the way up to $252. He goes, wait a minute. You collect $35, send it to the company. Company sends you $252 the next day. I said, yeah. He goes, dude, I'm telling you, that's not legal. I go, it's Legal Shield. How are we going to sell an illegal legal plan? You know, like our product is attorneys. It's attorneys. Don't you think if we're doing something wrong or unscrupulous, that at least one of the thousands of attorneys across the country, you know, blow the whistle on us? Come on, man. Anyway, so you get paid when you market a membership. It's called an advance commission. It's just like your car insurance company or life insurance. When you wrote that check for $40, $50, $100, the agent got paid a lot more than what the number was on that check. Does that make sense? Because we buy life insurance for a month, 2 months. You buy it for, right? And this is a lifetime protection plan as well. We don't expect that people are going to buy this today and cancel it next week. It's like AAA. You know, you don't buy AAA for a couple of weeks and cancel it. AAA is just something you buy and you have and you keep. So that's one way you get paid. The other way you get paid is right here, override income. In real estate, you have brokers and agents, right? Who makes more? Why? Leverage, right? J. Paul Getty, one of America's first billionaires, said this, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. Because if you're relying on you, like my dad did for 40 years in the corporate structure, what happens if the one gets sick? You're devastated. What happens if the one gets fired? What happens if the one dies? It's game over, right? Well, with Legal Shield, you have an opportunity to leverage yourself, to create leverage. So just like in real estate, the broker might be in Tahiti, but he's got agents selling houses. When the agent sells a house, they get paid. The broker also gets paid. Y'all see how that works? Is that legal? Are you sure? Are you sure? It's called business ownership. Business ownership. How many of you have Steve Jobs or Bill Gates stuff on your computer, your smartphone? Show of hands. Did they sell it to you personally?
Nope.
Did they get paid anyway?
Yep.
Is that legal? It's called business ownership. So you start out, let me give you an example. You bring on, you're a broker. Once you advance, you're now a broker. You bring on Mary. Mary protects her mother with the membership. Mary makes 34. Is she excited?
Yep.
Yes. You also make 34. Where were you when Mary protected her mother? That's my favorite answer. Who cares? Who cares? What's great is you got $34. Well, it took me about a year to get to this position. When you get to that position, you bring on Mary. Mary markets the membership. She makes 34. Mary's happy. You get all of this money put together for $182 and some change. A $35 transaction pays Mary almost $35. It pays you $182 at the executive level. Is that good or is that good? So that's the second way we get paid. The third way we get paid is residual income. And residual income, let's talk about Elvis Presley. Is he alive or dead? We're fairly confident that he's dead. But he keeps showing up on the front page of the National Enquirer, so we're not sure. You know, we're not sure. But anyway, so he's been dead since the 70s, right? Let's assume he has been. His estate made $40 million last year. He recorded blue suede shoes one time. One time. And every time it downloads on iTunes or plays on the radio, his estate gets a check. That's called renewal residual royalty income. Does that make sense? Super easy. So there are people in this room, myself included, who are getting paychecks every single month on work that we did a decade plus ago. How many of you would like to have that opportunity in your life? Well, that's the third way that we get paid with Legal Shield. Your career starts here with Legal Shield. You basically get started. You buy your membership. You get started as an associate. And here's what it looks like. Your goal, if you want to participate at the highest levels of the company, and you can do this very spare time, it looks like this. We have something called the Performance Club. The Performance Club is a club of the most of our, not our top money earners. It is a club of our most consistent associates. It's just a consistency program. If you go out and get 5 points in a month, and any month you get 5 points, you are in the Performance Club. How do you get a point? A membership is a point. Protect someone, it's a point. Everybody got that? Recruit them into the business and get them a membership, that's another 2 points. So by recruiting someone into your business, you get 3 points. Does that make sense? One for their membership, 2 for them joining your team. So with as little as 2 people in a month, you're in the Performance Club. Does that make sense to everybody? If you recruit 2 people, how many points is that? It's 6 points in a month. How many do you need to be in the club? 5. So with just 2 people, you can be in the club. First month, you're recognized. Do it for 3 months in a row. On top of all your other commissions, you're going to get a $150 bonus check. Do it for another 3 months, 6 months total. You're going to get another $150 bonus check. Do it for another 6 months. For 12 consecutive months, a really cool thing starts happening. Now, instead of a one-time bonus, it's a monthly bonus. We call it a car bonus. It's $300 a month. Once you've been in the Performance Club for a year, you start getting a $300 a month car bonus for any car or any shoe or any bill or any debt or any child or any food or anything you want to do with that $300. Or if you truly want to have it be a car bonus, we have what's called the BMW program. And if you'll go out and get a qualified BMW, new or used, leased or purchased, and send the documentation to the company, they will trade the $300 bonus that you're getting monthly for a $500 bonus to go towards your BMW. And I just think that's awesome. And we have people that have shopped around in this room, pre-owned BMWs that were in great shape, and they were able to get the BMW and pay their insurance for less than $500 a month and have a little bit left over, which is a pretty cool thing. So they got into their dream car without having to pay a penny for it. So again, just something else that's available. And every year we go on these exotic, all-expense-paid vacations. So as we wind down today, we've all heard that it takes money to make money. We've all heard that. You know, my kids, they used to want to do lemonade stands. They don't ask me anymore. But some of you know that story. But my kids would say, "Dad, I want to do a lemonade stand." And I'm like, "All right, great. How much money do you have?" And they go, "Well, no, we want to make money. We want to do a lemonade stand so we can make money." I go, "Perfect, great. I love the entrepreneurial spirit. How much money do you have?" They're like, "No, Dad, we want to make money." I go, "I get that. But who's going to buy the lemonade?" "Well, Dad, no. Dad's not buying lemonade. Who's buying the cups? Dad, come on, help us. No, come on, son. That's not how this country works, right? You shine some shoes, go mow a yard, sell something on eBay, come up with some money to buy the lemonade and the cups and all the other stuff that you need, and you're in business. And they're like, ah, that's right, I'll just sell stuff on eBay, you know. But I want to teach my children the idea of capital, right? The idea that with a dollar and ambition, you can make money in this country. Would you all agree with that? And even without a dollar, if you've got ambition, you can make money in this country. But at some point, your business is going to require income, overhead. Capital. It's going to require that. What was Legal Shield? Before I get to that, let me tell you what I almost did. Well, until I found out it was illegal. I was attempting to buy a McDonald's. I started the process. Because I thought, how hard could it be? I've managed restaurants. You know, I've known some of these owners, and they're not real bright. And if it weren't for the managers, a lot of those owners would have been out of business. You know, they just happened to hire a handful of good people. So I start researching McDonald's. Well, I find out you have to be an accredited investor, and I wasn't at the time, and so it would have been illegal for me to go down that path. But I did find out that McDonald's were about $1 million to start. Today, they're about $2 million. And the challenge I was having was I was about $1 million short of $1 million. And I thought, you know what? Where does a guy like me go? I have ambition. I'm not lazy. I'm willing to follow the system. I'm coachable, teachable, ambitious, all this stuff. But two challenges. And some of you will relate with this. Number one, I don't have a lot of extra income. Can anybody relate with that? I don't have a lot of discretionary income. Number two, I don't have a lot of time. I have a day job. I can't quit my job and hope to, you know, chase rainbows. I have to do the responsible thing, keep my day job, and find something that I can do in the evenings. Does that make sense? Legal Shield shows up and says, hey, for only $249, you can start your own business. I couldn't believe it. I met people that were making $1 million a year from a $249 investment. I got started as soon as I could, made my money back in my very first month. Well, over the years, because of the economy and everything, we've reduced it from $249 to only $149. So it's so easy for people to get started today. But because of the holidays, we want to help as many people as we can get into a cash flow situation. So we have reduced it yet again for the month of December. It's only $99 to start your business today. So we're excited about that. It's $99. So where can the business take you? Well, we would like to introduce you to a handful of testimonials of people that are in this marketplace. When we have events like this, we invite our friends down from Idaho. So I'm not sure if we have people from Idaho or Utah or wherever they are. But a lot of them are in this local market. These are people that you're going to see on a month-to-month basis. And they're doing well in the business. Some might have a membership testimonial. Some might have a business testimonial. But those of you that have been invited to come forward and share your success story, please do so now. And as they come forward, please give them a hand. Thank you very much.
Hi, is it on? Okay. Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her studies at high school, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be fun to go get a job. So I did. I got a part-time job, and it was really fun and really exciting for about 2 weeks. It was right around that time that I saw this information. I saw an incredible opportunity to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And in fact, that first month working the business on average about 1 to 2 hours a day, made about $1,000, and that was way better than a part-time job.
Good morning. My name is Damian Cheever. I have a background in the mortgage business, make my home in Boise, Idaho. And about 5 years ago, actually last month was my five-year anniversary with Legal Shield. 5 years ago, I was looking for a way to boost my mortgage business. Wasn't looking to change my job or career. I loved being a loan officer, but I was looking for a way to boost my mortgage business. A good friend of mine, Doug Atwood, showed me Legal Shield. I immediately said I could have used that membership I don't know how many times, and all my clients could use that membership. Mortgage business was declining at the moment. About a month after I got started, it literally fell off the table. But because I got started, I recruited a few people, those people went out and did something. My second month in the business, I made an extra $1,500. Building a team became my full-time focus. And 14 months into the business, I was able to walk away from my job for good, for life. Now I'm a full-time dad, a part-time Legal Shield associate. I absolutely love Legal Shield.
Great.
Hi, my name is Jenny Black. My husband Jared and I started in Legal Shield just over 2 years ago, just looking for a little bit of extra money to make a car payment, make ends meet. And when we found Legal Shield, it was absolutely amazing. We, made more than the car payment we were looking for. And a year after we started in the business, Legal Shield put a BMW in our driveway.
My name is Lucas, and when I found Legal Shield just over 5 years ago, I was 20 years old. I have no business experience. I don't even have a high school diploma, but I was ambitious, and there was a lot of things to look at out there. But Legal Shield, we love the service, we love the product, and because of the amazing systems and the tools and the events like we have today, we're able to build a pretty decent business. We're able to walk away from our jobs, become stay-at-home parents, drive the company BMW, and with everything that's out in front of us with the opportunity, we're way more excited for the future than even what's happened in the past. We love Legal Shield.
I'm Terry Love, and I'm a stay-at-home mom of six children. And before Legal Shield, we were looking at losing our home. So with Legal Shield, we're not only able to save our home, but we've been able to take our kids on lots of trips and have lots of family events. And sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love Legal Shield for the ability that it's given me to provide for my children what I wouldn't have been able to before. I love Legal Shield.
My name is Ryan Burns. I got started working with Legal Shield about 6 years ago. My intention, like many people, is just to make an extra few $100 a week. My father had the services for 14 years. I knew he loved it, so I got started. What I found is as I plugged into the system that we're going to be learning this afternoon with Mr. Patrick Shaw, the business started paying me more money doing this 4 months in than my full-time job was paying me. 6 months in, I was able to walk away from my full-time job. My first year, we made about $68,000, which I understand is not a lot of money for some people, but that was double anything I ever made in my life. We broke a six-figure income the next year, and we've absolutely loved the time freedom and the BMW the company has put in our driveway.
Awesome. So, congratulations to all of you. In the last 10 years, our Legal Shield has paid out $1 billion in commissions. In commissions. $1 billion. Just let that settle on you for just a moment. Right now in this country, we have about 3% of the population protected by a Legal Shield membership. And we've paid out $1 billion in 10 years. Can you imagine what the payout is going to look like when we have 6% of the country covered, 10% of the country covered, 20% of the country covered? In Europe, 80% of the people have what we just talked about. They have it. And in America, it's 3%. History shows that when a new concept, when a new industry hits a 2 to 3% market penetration, that critical mass is achieved. What is critical mass? Critical mass is like in the 50s when HMOs came out. Nobody knew what they were. Do y'all remember when they first came out? Some of you probably didn't hear about it until the 60s, right? Or later, or 70s. What happened was two ladies get together for lunch. One of them is in a cast. The other one says, "Oh my gosh, girl, what happened to your arm?" She says, "Oh, I slipped in the ice and broke it." "That must have cost you a small fortune." "Actually, no, it was only $20 for the copay." "What?" "Yeah, I got this thing. It's called health insurance." What do you think her girlfriend did when lunch was over? She got some health insurance, right? But it took 10 years for that concept to reach a 2% market penetration. 10 years of those conversations over lunch. Over the next 7 years, it went to 52% market penetration. Just imagine for a minute paying out $1 billion in the last decade, what that looks like when we get to 52% market penetration. So the income opportunity is incredible with Legal Shield. We've got more than 1,000 people right now at 2 to 3% market penetration. We have more than 1,000 people in our company that are making $50,000 a year or more, between $50,000 on up to $100,000. And we have literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, associates that are earning $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, $500,000 a year, and even over $1 million per year with Legal Shield. So this basically concludes the first part of the presentation. Here's what we're going to do and what the rest of the day is going to look like. I believe any minute now, our special speaker, Mr. Patrick Shaw, a legend in Legal Shield, who's earned millions and millions of dollars, is going to be here to teach us how to build a Legal Shield business. And this is extra special for me because Patrick Shaw was my teacher day one. So day one in the business. The very first leader I ever saw, I ever met in Legal Shield was Patrick Shaw. He's the one who taught me what to do. He's the one who taught me how to structure my organization. He's the one who taught me how to set up my conference calls and how to build a very, very large organization. He's earned millions of dollars. He taught me how to do those same things. I did what he said. I've earned millions of dollars. He's here now to tell you how to do it, and you have that potential as well. So the first part of the presentation is done. We're going to take about a 10-minute break. During this break, here's what the break is for. The break is for a few things. Number one, for our guests, if the membership makes sense to you, get the membership. Protect yourself and your family with our membership. Let it bless you. Number two, if you see the opportunity with Legal Shield, take advantage of the $99 promotion and let that be a tax write-off in January as you start to prepare your taxes. Let that be a tax write-off for you and let Uncle Sam pay that money back. Number three, the break is for whatever you do during the break. Get that done because you don't want to miss anything when Mr. Shaw gets in the room. Also, do we have tools and materials out there? Yes. Also, right up here, we have tools and materials. Y'all heard that I got started, but my brother's showing me a video. I showed a video to my friends. My friends showed a video to their friends. That's how we got this business up and running. We have some of those videos in the back available at cost. That's another reason we do the break, is to make sure that you've got all the materials and everything that you need to push forward in the coming week. So again, 10 minutes. Get with the person who invited you here. Get your paperwork started. We welcome you to Legal Shield. And on behalf of Team Utah and all of Legal Shield, thank you for your time and attention. God bless. Thank you.